Let's start.
Okay, everybody.
Okay. Open up.
If everybody can just mute themselves, please, so that it's just easier to hear the
room. Page Mem Dalet. Yes, everybody. Page Mem Dalet. You have it, everybody. Right, before we start, do you mind? Can you take a siddur? I'm going to look to Sukkim and Yehi Chavod. So if you have a siddur, take a siddur so you have Yehi Chavod in front of you. Okay. Simcha, you there? We lost Simcha. Okay. Let's start. Page Kaf Dalet, I wrote by. Yichabayd Hakdoma La Ashrei. Yichabayd is an introduction to Ashrei. It's Tfila Al Giloy Kabayd Hashem Ba'olam. And it's a Tfila asking to reveal the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yichabayd Hashem Ba'olam. That's the nature of this bit. Remember also last week and from Haidu and Mizmor LeSoda is all talking about removing the kidrugim, removing the hazards, the hindrances, the malachei chabola, which are there in the world, in order that your tefillah should get through. This is now moving on. This is Psukei Dezimra itself, meaning Yehi Chavod is a hakdama, an introduction to Ashrei. Have a look what he says. Va'ata matfilim lehikanes lechelek hashenish of Psukei Dezimra. From Yehi Chavod, you now begin the second part, the Shebach Vahedah and the Zimra to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the praise of his creation. Shehu HaZimra, and that says, Zimra is expressing in song the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Most of it is taken from, as you know, Tehillim, the words of David HaMelech. Interesting expression by David HaMelech. Why was he came from Rus? Says the Gemara in Brachos, because he was Merabeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saturated HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Shiras V'Tishbachos. David HaMelech was the one who sang all the praises, Merabeh. Interesting, Chazal learned out that the Shechina itself has four legs. Avraham Avinu was the middle of Chesed, Yitzchak was the middle of Din, Yaakov was the middle of Emet, and David HaMelech is the regal Revi, who Shiras V'Tishbachos. That was the profile of David HaMelech. He brought Shiras V'Tishbachos into the world. That was David HaMelech. The others also must have sang praises as well. Just that we don't have many tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu, Avraham Avinu, but we do have the Shiras of David HaMelech. Most of it is taken from the Pasukim of Tehillim, as you know. Let's carry on. Yehi Chavod hi tefillah noira. It's an exceptional tefillah. V'yesh ba soidos noiraim ma'od. And there are incredible secrets inside it, mysterious secrets, things of great Kabbalah inside it. The Ika binyana miyusad al bakoshos. Most of it is built up with bakoshos. That what? Sheyizgale kabayit Hashem la'ayin kom. That the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be revealed. Yehi Chavod Hashem la'olam. Talking about really about the future, not so much in our times, but that's our request. Our request is that the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be revealed. Hashem should be revealed. We should notice and recognize that the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So oz yismach Hashem imasa. At that time, then there is simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it will be shown quite clearly that Klal Yisrael are the ones where he puts his presence. His presence is on Klal Yisrael. That's the nature of Klal Yisrael. But al yedei ze yiskale kavoida al kan habruin v'yomu b'goyim Hashem Melech. And even the nations of the world will say Hashem Melech. But ze ha-hakdoma la-ashrei. And this is all an introduction to Ashrei. We'll see in a minute. Let's go on to finish up what he says here. And we'll elaborate and illustrate it a bit more in detail. Shebo onu megalim es o panav shen ha-kodesh baruch hu. With Yehi Chavod, with Ashrei, sorry, we reveal the whole greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we come to Ashrei, there's different parts of Ashrei. The Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Keser of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll come to that when we come to Ashrei. The Soich HaBriya, the Matzav HaNochechi, the present existence, how Hashem demonstrates the profile of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'onu mahalilim oisoi al hashgoch osoi haniklua, and we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his supervision, and every aspect of the Bria. The Kan, in this Yehi Chavod, Magdimin Bakoshas. Here is a request. Now, the Yehi Chavod is the request that everything inside Ashrei should actually happen, should occur. That's the request. The Gamay, the Yashish Chinosa Ba'ilama Begilu, and his presence should be revealed in public, revealed. Take a look at the footnote, Rabbi, at the bottom, the beautiful footnote here at the bottom. We said at the beginning of Perek Gimel, The name of Hashem appears 18 times. And that's connected the 18 vertebrae which are in the backbone. 18. Just like the backbone and the vertebrae, those 18 connect the mind to the rest of the body. Again, namely the parts of the backbone, the 18 parts of the backbone, they join up the brain to the rest of the guf, the dalkon makablin kol chekai aguf, and through that, the guf receives all its impact, its influence, eschi osam, its life, mehad mehamor. In other words, the mind controls everything, but the mind is the nerve center, and it sends out messages through the backbone, and those 18 are the 18 vertebrae. Kachoy lomos, so it is in the world. And that's the moshul. The moshul is the backbone. The nimshal is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the nerve center. He sends out, by mentioning the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu 18 times, he sends out his hashpor al kol olamim al yedei yudches kulios, through the 18 kulios, hamahabim kesher lehamshachos hashpor. And that's how the influence and the impact of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes out. It comes about through the 18 Lashonos, which you'll see here in this in Hichavoy, and the life and the extension of what happened in the world. How does HaKadosh Baruch connect it? But you feel the Kedusha, the Shechina there. That's what we're asking for. Hichavoy is a Bakosha, she is Gale. Ashrei is the actual revelation, and Hichavoy is a Bakosha for that. The Kevin Shahu Hakdoma La Ashrei, since it's an introduction to Ashrei, Al Kain Kosav HaEshkol Sheyesh Bo Kof Alav Haskolos. Actually, there were 21 mentions of the name of Hashem. If you take a look, Abayi, say, have a look at Yichabai with me, and I'll show you the 21. Start at the beginning. Yichabai Hashem 1, Yismach Hashem 2, Yishem Hashem 3, Muloshem Hashem 4, Lomakoyim Hashem 5, Hashem Shem Chol Yoylam 6, Hashem Zichor 7, Hashem Dashamayim 8. Now, Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sogel Ha'oretz is another one. Yud and Hey and then Vav and Hey. You see that Washi Tavis? Washi Tavis. Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sogel Ha'oretz is also a Shem. That's another one. It's not an actual name of Hashem, but the Washi Tavis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sogel Ha'oretz, Yud, Hey and then Vav and Hey. The Yom Wagoyim Hashem, another one, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimon of Oilam Bored, Hashem Melech Oilam Bored, I lost count, Hashem Hefi Atas Goyim, Hashem Yisoku, Atas Hashem Yisoku, Atas Hashem Loilam Tamay. You go through all of them, Yivocha Hashem Betzion, Yivocha Moshav Loim, Nabocha Yukko, Kiyako Bocha Bocha Lo Hashem, the Ko is another one, that's another one, that's already 20, that's 19 to 20. Then you kilotosh Hashem. When you come to the end of it, Hashem Moshe Amelech Yaninu, that comes to altogether 20. Then the number, the 21 is Ashrei Hashem Elokov. Hashem Elokov. Actually, Ashrei B is Tehillah LeDavid. Tehillah LeDavid is really Kuf Mem Hei. But the Hashem Elokov is the last one there. Now we've got 21. Why 21? Because there are 21 verses in Ashrei. So the Bakosha of Hashem comes out 21 times. For the Psukim of Ashrei, where there are 21. Go back to the footnote again. The Kevin Shuhak Doma La Ashrei, Al Kain Kosava Eshkol, Sheishbai Kof Alav Askolas, Betziluf Askolas, Shavaposuk Ashrei Ho'om, that we just said Ashrei Ho'om, Ba'oit Shnei Askolas, Ba'oshe Tevis, Baposuk Yisma Shamayim, as I just told you, Bechiyako Bocha Ko, the Yud K, the Yud He, is also another one. Nachal Eshkol, Keneged Kof Alav Psukim Shabetila Dobid. That, since there are 21 praises which we say for Hashem in Ashrei, since Yehi Chavod is a Bakosha, so therefore we mention Shem Hashem as a Bakosha before we come to Ashrei. That's the theme behind it all. But I'd like, if possible, Rabbi Yisrael, to give something like an Hakdoma for Yehi Chavod before we get into it. Something I think which will open your mind a little bit more. We're saying that Yehi Chavod is a Bakosha to reveal the covenant of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Mem Gimel, pasuk Zion. Kol hanikra bishmi lichvoidi, v'rosiv yitzatif apasisiv. Again, says the Novi Yeshaya, Kol hanikra bishmi, everything which is created, lichvoidi, is for my kavod. Velosiv, I created it. Bria always means yesh me'ayim, something from nothing. Yitzartiv, I formed it, yesh me'yesh. Asisiv, I maintained it, that's the asiya. In other words, you see the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes out in every aspect of the world, whether it's a yesh me'ayim, for example, the sun and the moon, that's a yesh me'ayim. Mankind, cultivation, agriculture is always yesh me'yesh. And the maintenance, the rain and the snow and the sunshine, that's the maintenance of the kodesh. Everything is for kavod hashamayim. The whole tachlis of the world, kol hanikra b'shem lichvodi, it's for my honor. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with one intention, whether it's a yesh me'ayim, a yesh me'yesh, or a yesh, or a maintenance of the world. There's one theme. The theme is kavod shamayim. That's the ikar, the kavod shamayim, which comes out of the door. What's not included in it? What's not included? Nothing is not included. Everything is included in it. Let me just share with you a thought, which I might have mentioned previously. I heard it from Matis Yol, a beautiful thought that Matis Yol said, in the name of the Vilna Gaon. He said as follows. Only in two places in the Siddur does it say the word Goloi Yadua Lichnei Kisei Kavodecha. Goloi Yadua. In the bathroom, when you come out of the bathroom, and the other other time you say it is, believe it or not, by every Tkiya Shavar Tuwa, She Yiskale Goloi Yadua Lichnei Kisei Kavodecha. Said the Vilna Gaon. There's nothing more wider than the bracket from the bathroom, which is the most mundane animal feature, to the shofar, which is the most holiest moment in the whole of the calendar. That incredible moments of the shofar. Everything is included. So Gilui Kavod Shamayim is everything, from the bathroom all the way to the shofar. Everything is included in Kavod Shamayim. And that's the point here. Kol Hanikra B'Shvil Lichvod, everything is there. Whether it's a yesh mi'ayin, a yesh mi'yesh, or whether it's a purpose of, or a maintenance of the world. Everything is included in that. The question we must ask Rabbi says, who recognizes that? Who sees the Kavod Shamayim? That's the point. That's what we must realize. Who comes to that recognition? Umas Ha'olam, they don't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't. Umas Ha'olam don't have recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we do, they don't have that same thing. I remember when I was growing up, I don't know, maybe not so growing up, but I remember it was a beautiful song by Louis Armstrong. Do you remember? I say to myself, what a wonderful world, what a wonderful world. And it's a beautiful song, I remember. It's Louis Armstrong with a big smile on his face. He sang that song. It's a wonderful world. Yeah, he sees a wonderful world, but he doesn't see the Bo'ei Olam behind it, does he? That's the point. That the goy and the natural, if you ever saw the beautiful videos of David Attenborough about nature, beautiful thing about nature, but no recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They see a wonderful, they love the Swiss Alps, they love the Grand Canyon, they love the sea, they love the waves and everything. They see the beauty of it, but they don't see the Bo'ei Olam behind it all. And that was the greatness of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind it all. Avraham Avinu saw direction, and therefore there must be a director. That was Avraham Avinu. He saw the Kavod Shamayim, and that's the point here. Umas Ha'olam see the beauty of the world, but they don't recognize the Kavod Hashem behind it all. They don't recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu behind it all. That's the point which we have to realize. And that's what Yehi Chavod is for. What's the Tudat Zohut? What's the identity of Klal Yisrael? The identity of Klal Yisrael is this. We say it every day in the volunteer. Listen to these words. This is an introduction to this period here. Why are we created? We are created in order to provide kavod shamayim. Interesting, the word bochel shebaronu lichvoido. Why does baronu? Baronu means yesh me'ayin. We were created as yesh me'ayin to create kavod shamayim. But we're not. We are yitzira. A human being is a yitzira. Yesh me'ayin. We come from our parents. What does it mean? Shebaronu lichvoido. I think it means this, Rabbi Isai. I was thinking about this quite a bit. Shibaronu lichvoido means a yesh me'ayin. You're right, every person is made as a yetzira from a parent, but the neshama of a person is a yesh me'ayin. There's no one in the world who has your neshama. No one has ever had your neshama, which you have. No one in the world. No one has your complexes, your palate, your talents, your deficiencies, whatever it is. That is a bria, that is a yesh me'ayin. Shibaronu lichvoido, and that's why we say, Elokai neshama shenasata li ato barosa. Ato barosa ato yetzalkom. Every person's neshama is a yesh me'ayin because he's unique, he's exceptional, he's exclusive. Everybody's exclusive. Shebaronu lichvoido, I mean, we are in reality a yetzira, we are really a formation. But behind it, behind our lives, is the neshama, and the neshama is the yesh me'ayin, the individuality and uniqueness and the exclusivity of each individual. That's shebaronu lichvoido, that's the neshama of every person. And what are we created for? Kavod shamayim. There we are, shebaronu lichvoido. What do they get caught up with? They get caught up with the beauty of the world. They get caught up with the external things. We are not like that. The biggest risk which we have in life is we don't spend our time thinking about Kavod Shamayim. We get caught up in a different passion, money, entertainment, music, sport, whatever it is. The Toim are the people who get caught up. They don't have Kavod Shamayim in their profile, in their tochnit. That's not their agenda. The Nosan Lo Toilas Emes, and we are given Toilas Emes, and we are given Chaya Oil. That's the greatness of Kali Yisrael. And we are a Bria. The Bria is the Neshama that we have, which is exclusive. Now, Abay Sai, having said all that as an introduction, now back to the Yehi Chabad. Now look at Yehi Chabad. Once you get that introduction, now look. We're beginning Shukei B'Zimah, the part of the Zimah. Yehi Chavoyed Hashem La'olam. Isn't that beautiful? Now you begin to understand. Our Bakosha is to fulfill all that's expected, the anticipated of us. Yehi Chavoyed Hashem La'olam. Our request is that we should fulfill the Kavoyed Hashem La'olam. That there should be Kavoyed Hashem. That's what we hear. Baruch HaShabonu L'Kavoydo. So the Kavod is what we're here for. We are here for Hashem. Once you say that, it's the most beautiful introduction here to Sukkot Zimah. My purpose in life, my mission in life, is to write Kavod Shemayim. Hashem. So I'm asking that the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be revealed. Yismach Hashem b'Ma'asov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be happy with his creation. Interesting, the word Ma'asov, no? Yismach Hashem b'Ma'asov, that's the ultimate form of creation. Bria is Yesh Me'ayin, Yetzira is Yesh Me'esh, and Asiya is the completion of the world. Yismach Hashem b'Ma'asov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take delight b'Ma'asov in the completion of the world, which is what we are. We are living in the world of Asiya. Asiya is the world of activity that we're in. Let me just explain to you a little bit more in detail. The Chaim Volozhin writes in Nefesh HaChaim, in Sha'al, Yehei Shmei Rabo Mevorach Le'olam refers to the Olam of Atzilus, which is the highest world. Olmei is Bria and Yetzira, and Olmaya is Olam Asiya. You're bringing down Kavod Shamayim from the highest point, from the Kisei HaKavod, Olam. Olmei is Bria and Yetzira, Yesh Miyai and Yesh Miyesh, and Asiya is the world of where we're living in, the world of activity, of action. So Yismach Hashem B'Ma'asov, you should be happy with the completion of this world, the completion of this world. That means that's what we are. We are living in Olam Hazeh. And therefore, he should be happy with us, with our avodah, which we're doing. Let me just share with you something which I saw on this. It's a beautiful thought. Beautiful. Listen to this idea, which I saw in the Sefer. Where did I see it here? Yeah, I saw it in the Sefer by David Goldberg, who's Rosh Hashiva Tells, I think, in Cleveland. Listen to this Lashon here. It's beautiful. Let me read that to you. They found in the Ksavim of the Chofetz Chaim, in Tanah Debei Eliyahu Zuta, listen to this lashon. One of the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Samech Bechelkei. One of the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he's happy with his portion. While he was Dvayim Koshim, the Chaim B'Lashon said, what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Samech Bechelkei? What does it mean Samech Bechelkei? What does it mean that? One of the qualities of the characteristics of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he is happy with what he has. When Chaim B'Lashon came to visit once the Vilna Gaon, he asked him, what does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sameach Bechelko? What does it mean? So the Gaon answers him as follows. This is his answer. He said as follows. The Akavon he shesamach ba'amo Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes delight in his people. Ve'eze ma'ala shehemoyde. In whatever stage, in whatever generation they are, whatever stage they're at, he has delight in Klal Yisrael. Even in our times when we're so low in our standards of Ruchnius compared to the previous Da'ala, we're nothing like the Da'ala, we're Shoinim, the Achroinim, we are much, much lower than that. But Yismach Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sameach Bechelko, even with us, Rabbi Yisrael, even in our God, and therefore he's Sameach Bechelko. And I think that's the deal here. Yismach Hashem B'Ma'asov, he has happiness with us in these times that we are. Meaning Yismach Hashem B'Ma'asov, with us. We are the Olam Hazeh and has Simcha from us, even though we don't daven properly, even though we don't learn Torah properly, even though we're not Mushlam as we should be, but he has honor. Why? Because it's a beautiful line, this line, Abay Sa. When you say it in the morning, take your time. This line is evident. This is our whole personality coming out. Yehi Chavoyed Hashem La'olam. The Kavod, this, we're asking that our mission in life is to bring out the Kavod, Shabuano L'Chavoyed, and we're asking, let the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu come forward and be revealed. And he should have happiness. He should be content with us. B'Ma'asov. B'Ma'asov is an Olam Hazeh. Now, that's the beginning. That's the introduction. I think it's the most beautiful introduction to Pesukim Zimah. That's the Zimah. Our Zimah is this. Asking for the Kavod Hashem. And that's what we're here for. We're here for that purpose. We're here to provide the Kavod Shamayim. That's the point of the game. No one else is doing that. I was thinking to myself, just a little bit of extension. You remember in Shemais, in before Matan Torah, you remember this Lashon here, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced himself to Klal Yisrael, and he said as follows, listen to these words carefully. I wrote them down. V'hiyisem li segula. You should be for me a treasure. I said, for me, it's for me. You should be for me a mamlech. It's a beautiful expression here. This is Hashem talking intimately. You know what you're for? For me, it's you are here for my purpose. You're here to meet your pleasure. That's unbelievably personal, Hashem is saying. You are unique for me. And that's what it means. Yismach Hashem b'maisav. That's us. He takes delight and happiness in us who are either. It's unbelievably intimate. And you're doing the doing the that comes from Nakos from us. And that, my boy, says the beginning of the Zimra, which we're beginning here. Let's move on a little bit. The next three psukim, as you know, all come from Hallel, which we say the Peyot Yud Kuf Yud Gimel. Hashem Hashem Mavoyach Me'atobi Ad Olam. Let's do the three psukim. Mimizah Hashem Ishav Mavoyach Mul Hashem Hashem. Now, if you remember that boy's side, let's take out the Hillel. But to open up to Hallel in your Siddur. Let's look at these words in Hallel, in your Siddur. It's a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we say in Hallel, but I want to make a deal to you. It's not my deal, it's the deal of Chaim Volozhin, I think he said it. Also brought down in the state of Goldberg as well. Hallel said, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hashem, Hallelujah, Shem Hashem, Yehi Shem Hashem, Mevayach Me'atobi Ad Olam. Number one, Misa Hashem is Am Mavayal, Lugan Al Shem Hashem Echo. Number two, Roma Al Kogayim Hashem, Alak Shemayim Kabayim. Who is this talking about? It's talking about the Umas Ha'olam. By the Umas Ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Roma Al Kogayim, he's high up in the heavens, Alak Shemayim Kabayim. He's up there in the heavens. By the Umas Ha'olam, if they recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's up in the heavens. If you remember, in school, in English school, we had to learn in poetry some of the lines of Robert Browning, I remember, an English poet. God's in his heaven and all's right with the world. Leave him up there. God's in his heaven, leave him up there. By the Umas Ha'olam, if he's there, he's up there. He's not down here. He's up there. By the Umas Ha'olam, he's one Al Kogayim. He's high up, he's elevated up there. Why? Why do we say that? The reason is because by Umas Ha'olam, he remains Hashkocha Klolitz. From Shemayim, he directs them. But he's not involved in the kitchen. He's not involved in the supermarket. He's not involved in their daily life. By Umas Ha'olam, he's Rom Al Kol Goyim, he's removed, it's Hashkocha Klolis. That's good. But not by us, Rabbi Yitzchak. Mik Hashem Elokeinu, but when it comes to Klal Yisrael, HaMagbilosh, he sits very high up, but he's Mashbili Lirois. He comes all the way down into the kitchen, he sees me in the car, he sees me in the shul, he sees me walking down the street. He comes all the way down, that's Hashkocha Protis. So the first part of the prophet, one I'll call them Hashem, the first Ashkofa call is the Klal Yisrael, that he's way above, it's only removed, he's up in the heaven, if they recognize him. But that's a general Hashkofa, like Umas Ha'olam. But like Klal Yisrael, it's much more. He is Magbil of Shabbos, but he's Mashkili Lira. He comes all the way down to sea. That's Hashkofa prophecy. Mikim Elchodon Ashkofa, Koshivim Nidibna, Dibay Amor, Meshivak, and Bodhisattva, Hallelujah, lifting somebody up from the gutter. That was Ruth, you know, they say Rus with that. Rus was Rus was lifted up from where she came from. She was Nedive Amos. She came from the matriarch of Klal Yisrael. Zohar Melech came from them. That's the Hashkocha Protis of Klal Yisrael. The Rom Al Kol Goyim Hashem, the first Hashkocha Klolis of the Umas Ha'olam. That's the difference between the two.
Rav Alperin, how do we understand that idea? I mean, there are a couple other psukim that I'm thinking of. You got Rachamav Al Kol Ma'asav. Is that? And then in the Halal Agadol in Sugat Zimra of Shabbos, we say Noisim Lechem Lechol Basar. So on one hand, you might say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the groceries of everybody. So I'm trying to understand maybe what the difference might be.
Yeah, I think we can explain it by the different Rishonim in the Bracha, the different expressions. You know, Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. You say three titles of Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam. Hashem means, I don't even understand it. It's beyond my understanding. Yud Kei Bob Kei. I don't even say the word properly. Elokeinu is direct Hashkocha Protis. Not Elokim, Elokeinu. Melech HaOlam, and he supplies the rest of the world as well. In other words, for Klal Yisrael, when you have an apple, the apple is given to me, Elokeinu. But he supplies a general supplier in the world of Melech HaOlam. Melech HaOlam is a general supplier. So it's only a general supply to them. It's not an individual. In a general way, but not an individual supervision way. You follow Elok. Doesn't say Bo Hashem Elokim. Elokeinu Melech Olam. Elokeinu means privately. Melech Olam is the main supplier. The main supplier in the world.
So it's still at that Jewish general national level, not on the micro. It's on the macro.
It's a macro level. In other words, you'll find apples in Spain, you'll find apples in Australia, you'll find apples in Argentina. You find apples, he's a main supplier, but that's not Elokeinu, that's Melech Olam. Melech Olam. I think that's the answer to it. He remains aloof. He remains removed by the Umas Olam. Al Kol Goyim Hashem, because they don't recognize him individually. They only recognize him as a power, if they recognize him at all. That's way removed from that anyway. Let's go on. That's one Al Kol Goyim Hashem, Ar Hashem Kavodam. Let's move on a little bit. That's Hashgacha Pratim, Hashgacha Kavodam. Let's move on a little bit. Hashem Shimcha Le'olam, Hashem Zichcha Le'doi V'doi. There's something called the shame Hashem, Lailam, and Zichacha, your praise is mentioned the whole day by Dor. Hashem Bashamay Mechin Kisa Malkusa Bakor Mashallah. I'd like to move on to, I'm not to everything possibly. Why do we say Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yom? Why don't we say historically? Why do we say Hashem Malach, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yom? Why do we start with Hashem Melech? That's a question which is asked by many in the Torah Shemiah. One of the commentaries I said as follows, I saw is, Hashem Melech means determines what we're going through now. Meaning, Hashem Melech is the domination of a Kodesh Prophet in the world as we see it. He's also historical and future as well. It begins Hashem Melech means the recognition of a Kodesh Prophet is running the world now. Lemaisa, you're right. It should say first Hashem Molech first. It should say Molech. But Hashem Melech begins that way. The way the Mephoshim explained it is that he's dominant. He's persuasive. He's prevalent at the moment. At the moment we see it, that's Hashem Melech. He's also a condition of the past as well. Hashem Molech, Hashem Melech Olam Vored. Hashem Melech Olam Vored. I'd like to move on to this pasuk as well. It's all talking about the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yismach Shabbos Belevish V'Atzas Hashem Hisokum. A person has many, many thoughts in his mind. V'Atzas Hashem Hisokum. Let me read out to you the commentary. It's a pasuk actually in Mishlei. I'd like to read out to you the commentary of Ilva Gon. A person has many, many thoughts in his mind, but in the end, Atzas Hashem Hisokum. In the end, the Eitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what happened. Let me read out to you the commentary of Ilva Gon on this pasuk. It's Mishlei Perek Yutes Pasuk Kof Aleph. Listen to the Ilva Gon. Rabbis Machshavas Tzvelevish. There are many thoughts which go through a man. Ve'eis Sheloite Odom Lasois Eved Olav B'Tzoyfer. When a person makes a certain decision in his mind, he's going to do something which he needs. You're going to get married, you're going to get a job, you're going somewhere. You have certain thoughts in your mind, and many thoughts go through your mind. How you're going to do this, how you're going to make money, whether you're going to get married, how you're going to do something. Person has many, many thoughts in his mind, many chashbonos. Yachshev machshavos rabbos. He thinks of many, many things. Eich la'asois, uma, emosai. And how he's going to do it, how he'll clear up all his debt, all his doubts that he has. A person has many, many thoughts. Kulam einam kulam, but you should know Rabbi Yisai, they're all worthless. Aber atzas Hashem, in the end, Masha Noisem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, atzas Baleiv, in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the thought and the spirit in your mind, and that's what you do, which is incredible. One time has happened to you. You have many, many thoughts going through your mind. What do you actually do in the end? What you actually do is what Hashem wants you to do. No? Atzas Hashem Yisokim. You have, says the Gaon, you have many ideas. I think this comes out very much in idea in marriage as well. I think I'll marry this person. I think who you end up marrying is Hashem put it in your mind that you turn around and say to this woman, will you marry me? This is the person you spoke to. Why did you say that? Why did you propose to that particular woman? Hashem, he saw them. No, I was just talking before talking with my wife. You know, why did I propose to my wife? I don't know why. I went ahead. Hashem, he saw them because Hashem wanted me to marry this particular woman. You have many thoughts in your mind, but when you actually come to the decision, why do you go ahead with that decision? Hashem, he saw them. That's what they're going. It's a beautiful idea, this. The fact that you actually decide to do something in a certain way is Atzas Hashem. Shetitkayim, she'etza nikwez ma'miyayetza habeywen. Or ma'shiyal kodeva, u'machshobah hi'd ma'sha odom. When you think for yourself, you think many things in yourself. But inside, it actually comes out. How many times does that happen to you, no? You think of doing something, and then you do something quite different which you never thought of doing. That's Atzas Hashem, no? You agree with me? How many times you have an idea, I want to do something this way, I have a certain thought, but what comes out in the end is what you, what Hashem puts in your mind to do, you know, especially when it comes to getting married or something like that.
Yeah.
What you decide to do in the end is that Tzas Hashem, that's what comes out in the end.
I think the proof is probably a lot of us here, instead of in Chutz La'aretz, like it's not normal to pick up, you know, where you were born and, you know, just to move to somewhere else.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true. To pick up and come and live here is a very a drastic move. Yeah.
Right.
How do you do it? Well, put it in your mind, you're going to have to do it. He wants you there. He wants you to do certain things. Certain ideas. If you ever have a chance, Rabbi Isai, I don't know if I have a chance to look at it now, but the cipher in Parsha Shemites brings it. It's a beautiful passage. Birchus Peret, Parsha Shemites. If you have a chance to look at it, the beautiful passage here, where the cipher brings out different ideas that, for example, Haroi, his whole idea was to take every single child and drown him in the sea. Because the Chachomim advised him, you know, that the Yeshua is going to come from a certain person. So he took all the boys and drowned. In the end, his daughter brought the whole person, the person who he's worried about, to his own house. And he had him on his lap all the time. Moshe Rabbeinu was on his lap. His whole plan of throwing all the boys in the water, because he decided, I'm going to kill every child because the one child is going to be born. And he himself brought up that child. It's an incredible thought, no? He had certain ideas in his mind, but what happened? He himself brought up the child, Moshe Rabbeinu, in his own house. Because he made the gezeira for that, he himself had the child brought into his house. His daughter brought it. Unbelievable thought, they like it. And because of his gezeira, what he planned to do, Moshe Rabbeinu came into his house because of that. It's a beautiful passage by the cipher. Same thing with Haman. You remember with Haman, Haman had certain ideas of killing, of coming into power, and therefore he gave the idea to remove Vashti, and because of that Esther came into power, and he decided to build the tree and everything what he planned would turn out completely against him. It was the other way around. So you had certain ideas, but I thought about certain different ideas. What you plan to do, it gets twisted around. I thought, well, decide what's going to happen. That's the enemy behind it. In other words, his eitzah atas Hashem he sought him. All that you think of you're doing, so it doesn't necessarily work out what Hashem wants to do. And Power and Haman are the best examples of it. Because everything that Power planned to do, he himself caused the survival of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Haman himself caused his own downfall from it all. Incredible. The shiur which I gave on Purim, I guess that's if you remember that. Everything turned around from his own decisions. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the certain seed in his head. And from that, Yeshua came out with Kali's son. Have a chance to look at it. Birchus Peret, Parsha Shemayis. Have a look at that there. Okay, let's just see how far it's already time. Do we finish here because you want to get to Myron? I don't know if we're able to finish it. Maybe already nearly 10 parts and then you want to get to Myron. Can we finish off the Yichabod? We'll finish it off next week, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe we'll finish off next week. Okay.
Okay.
We'll finish off. We're up to Kihua Mabaye. Okay, we'll do that next week, Mabaye. Okay, we'll leave it here.
Okay.
Okay. Open.
Kol tov.
Thank you.
We'll carry on next week.
Thank you. Thank you.